Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding and welcome to the Achmea analyst call. During the presentation, all lines will be in listen-only mode, and later we will conduct a question and answer session. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Willem van Duijn. Go ahead, please, sir.
Good afternoon. Also on behalf of my colleague Michel Amy, I would like to welcome you at this call. We will make a short presentation, and after our presentation, of course, there is the opportunity to ask questions if there are any, and we are happy to answer them. I will focus on the first slide, and Michel will go into more detail and discuss with you the figures. If you look at the results over the first half year of Achmea, we report a strong increase of our operational results up to 284 million euro and also an increase of our net profit. We have set for this planning period several targets and financial ambitions, which you probably all are aware of. We have an ambition to reduce our cost base with another 200 million euro. We want to grow the result up to 600 million euro, including health, increase our FCCR above 4, increase the free capital generation, and maintain our credit ratings. As you might have read already in the presentation, we are well on track delivering on our ambitions. Next to the increase of the operational result and net profit, we see premium growth in non-life and health, in particular non-life, significant growth of 7%, well above the market growth, more or less 50/50 coming from premium increases and growth of our customer base. The ambition to reduce our expenses with another 200 million euro has already been achieved by the mid of this year. A solid solvency ratio of 195% and upgrade of the outlook of our S&P rating to stable. On the next slide in the graph, you can see the development of the operational result. Significant contribution of our non-life life business. Also a good contribution from health, but the majority is coming from the business excluding health. Growth in premium, including the development of our closed book, up 1%, operational expenses down, and a solid solvency ratio. If you look at the segments on the next slide five, it's obvious that the improvements in the non-life book compared to last year, we had the January storms, which we fortunately didn't have this year. To a large extent, this supports the result. We are very happy with a combined ratio of 95.8%, of course, as a result of premium measures, but also strict claims management. Life and pension, significant contribution to the results, higher technical and investment result, and at the same time, continued investment in future efficiency and strict cost management. Retirement services, we are happy with the inflow of new customers for Achmea Pension Services and Achmea Investment Management through the developments of the general pension fund. The result is to a large extent impacted by a change of the cost allocation system. Our international businesses show growth in non-life and health. The result is somewhat lower as a result of increased health claims in Greece and Slovakia, but also climate claims in Australia. Other activities, significant improvement because of the fact that Achmea Reinsurance, compared to last year, was not exposed to a climate claim, and also the reorganization provisions in the first half of this year are significantly lower than the first half of last year. So delivering on our strategy towards 2020, we are well on track. Based on our cooperative identity, we want to make a contribution to a healthier, safer, and more future-proof society. A strong focus on non-life health and retirement services, including banking and asset management, and strong positions in the relevant distribution channels of direct and banking distribution, with ongoing investments in digitization and innovation of our activities with a strong customer focus. We have a strong position in the Dutch market, but also in our international markets, high customer satisfaction, and again, direct online, but also bank assurance with a strong relationship with Rabobank, and intermediaries for commercial lines gives us a strong position in the area of distribution. We have a leading position in asset management, a large customer base, and we are still trendsetting in online services and innovation. So ongoing good progress on delivering on our strategic plan towards the end of 2019. And as said before, with a focus on strategic teams and sustainability as a fundamental pillar in all our activities, committed to the climate agreement and our selected sustainable development goals, which are embedded in our strategy. Our cooperative identity is further strengthened in collaboration with the Association Achmea, and as an employer, we are happy to see that Achmea is high ranked under as an employer and an interesting employer for staff we need to employ and to make a difference in the market. That as an introduction from my side, Michel will go into more detail in the segments and the financials. Michel, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Willem. Yeah, after Willem's presentation, I would like to continue with the financial overview of the first half of 2019. Sheet 14 summarizes the group key financials. We have an increased operational result of 284, a strong result in line with the 2020 ambition, a significant improvement compared to 2018 of 92 million. Supported by strong results in the non-life business, the pension and life business as well, as a substantial contribution from a health business of 57 million operational result. Net result improved to 234, clearly driven by the increase of the operational result, but also lower effective tax rate. In the first half of 2018, we recognized an additional tax provision of 35 million in relation to the sale of PZU in 2009-2010. Gross written premium at 17.6 billion, an increase of 1% driven by the basic health business and the non-life business Netherlands, property and casualty, as well as the income protection book. The life premiums decreased in line with our service book strategy overall by 24%, in line with expectations. Operating expenses down by 4% through a combination of the divestment of Friends First and Independent, further cost cutting generally across the group, through digitization and rationalization. And we also made investment in growth, which impacted the expenses by an increase. Overall, we're mid-year 2019, have realized the cost reduction target for 2017-2019 of 200 million already. So significant progress in terms of cost reduction. A solid Solvency II ratio of 195, despite significant movements on financial markets, and I will detail this later on during my presentation. The non-life business performed well, strongly improved operational result, 89 million operational, significant improvement of the result driven by the property and casualty business. Clearly, last year the result was impacted by the January storms, but we also see underlying improvement of the results due to the premium measures and the claims prevention measures. Combined ratio at 95.3 for the property and casualty business, and overall for non-life 95.8. Also significant growth in our non-life business, 6% overall and 7% in the property and casualty business. And this is mainly in our strategic segments, retail, SME, and our agro business, the niche market. A slow or a decrease in our income protection result, mainly due to our illness book, where we see additional claims in terms of illness. And clearly, we focus very much on our recovery and reintegration measures, which are part of our proposition to clients. The health business contributed well to the overall result with 57 million. There's a decrease in the result compared to 2018 that mainly relates to the result on prior years. That's within the inherent volatility of the results, and it mainly relates to the medical specialist care costs. What is important is that the result on the current underwriting year improved in basic health from minus 15 last year to 28 this year, which is a structural development. In terms of our gross written premiums, there's an increase by 2%, driven by higher premiums as well as the contribution from the equalization fund. The results in the supplementary health business are down compared to the previous year, partly due to higher claims, but also due to restructuring expenses in relation to the integration of the Friesland and Zilveren Kruis, which was successfully completed and will contribute to a lower cost base going forward. And it is important to note that the percentage of cross-sell between supplementary health and basic health is stable at 80%. The pension and life business performed well. The service book developed in line with expectations, so clearly due to its service book nature, a decline in the technical provisions, but also in line with the long duration of the book. In terms of premium, there was a premium decrease in line with the strategy on a group level at around 24%. Operational results strong, 204, supported by mortality results and investment results, mainly equity and FX results. Operating expenses stable. Underlying through the cost-cutting initiatives, there's a decreasing in the cost base, but the costs for the first half year have been affected by investments in further migrations of our systems, Clearly, this will lead to further cost reduction going forward, and secondly, restructuring expenses, which will also contribute to a lower cost base going forward. The retirement services business is strategically geared towards growth. Looking at our investment management business, we were able to grow the investments under management from 129 billion to 142 billion. As also announced earlier this year, Achmea has won the mandate for the pension fund for the transportation sector, which will add to our assets under management from 2020 onwards. On the basis of the Q1 valuations, this would add between 25 to 30 billion assets under management. Results in the investment management company decreased compared to last year, mainly due to the investments in growth. The bank is performing well. The structural result is going up. Interest result improved due to lower financing expenses. And we also announced the acquisition of part of the banking and asset management activities of ASR Bank, which will add 1.7 billion saving accounts and 1.5 billion mortgages, so clearly further growth of the bank. The result was slightly down in this quarter. The pension services company is growing well. There's new business, so new company pension funds added to our business, and also new participants through the Centraal Beheer General Pension Fund. The result of the pension services company is slightly down. The company is in full transition, and a lot of investments have been made in long-term growth and optimization of the processes, which affects the results of this year. Internationally, also strategically, we're focused on growth. And premium growth, excluding FX and the sale of France First, is at 5%. The number of policies via digital channel have grown by 7% in line with strategy, and also the new Canadian subsidiary Onlia has been started in 2019. The results is slightly down compared to last year, due to the development of health claims, so lower health results in Greece and Slovakia, as well as the flood in Australia. In other, clearly the results have been affected by the fact that the financing expenses as well as the holding expenses of the group are reflected in other. The results improved significantly by 58 million. Due to improved result within the Achmea reinsurance company, we see favorable claims development in 2019, and clearly in 2018 there was a severe impact from the January storms. Results of SAREF improved, assets under management through new mandates as well as revaluations of the existing portfolio, but also operational result was up compared to 2018. Solvency position down by 3% and a solid position. It's important to note that Solvency II is based on a partial internal model at Achmea. A partial internal model for the property and casualty business as well as the income protection business for Netherlands and Greece, and also an internal model for market risk as of the 1st of July 2018. The solvency since 2018 year end has improved by organic growth in line with expectations, supported by the increased result. We were also able to refine our internal model for market risk, which has led to 5% additional solvency. negative developments due to market developments, lower interest rates, but also adverse spread developments on mortgages, which leads to lower valuation, and credit spreads in Italy leading to a lower VA. Against that, excess returns on the investment portfolio partially mitigate these developments. In terms of free capital generation, clearly the movement in the Solvency II is also reflected in the free capital generation for the first 6 months. Structural free capital generation at 223 million, which is in line with the target, and clearly supported by the operational performance. The market developments, as well as balance sheet optimization, have had an impact on a negative impact on the free capital generation. Total free capital generation, therefore, minus 189, which is in line with the 3% drop of the solvency. Then on financial ratios, debt leverage ratio improved compared to 2018 end. Due to the redemption of the Swiss franc loan of Achmea and improved results, also due to the additional or the improvement of the operational results, the fixed charge coverage ratio has increased to 4.7. Liquidity at robust level, and our ratings are S&P A affirmed stable, and Fitch A+. This is my summary of the financial development, and I would like to hand over back to Willem.
Okay, thank you. Operator, maybe you can manage the Q&A session. Go ahead.
Of course, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as said, we will start the question and answer session now. If you have a question or remark, please press star 1. Star 1 for your question or remark. Go ahead, please. The first question is coming from Mr. Matthias de Witt, Kempen. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good afternoon, and congratulations first with a good set of H1 results. I got a few questions. The first is on the non-life business. Can you maybe provide more color on the pricing environment? You've been implementing price increase at the start of the year. Is that something that can continue going forward? And can you also say something about the sustainability of the underwriting profits in P&C at the current level? Is this exceptionally high, or do you consider this a sustainable level? My second question is about the pension services business. You again report a loss for the first half. Is this due to a lack of scale or any specific one-offs there? And so over what time when could this become a profitable business, if ever? And then lastly, I had a question about interest rates. Of course, we've seen a very strong decline recently. What are the implications of that for your financial flexibility and capital, and maybe also for the earnings power and the capital generation of the business? So maybe some insights on the hedging policy could be useful in this regard. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your questions. I will start with your questions about the pricing of our non-life book. First of all, we are aiming at a combined ratio somewhere in the area between 95-96%. The premium measures which we have implemented didn't start this year, but actually we already started 2 years ago, and gradually you see the impact of the measures in the results. Of course, there is an inherent volatility because of the fact that climate claims can have a big impact on the non-life book results. But in the way we manage this book, we take into account at least one big climate claim per year as being the new normal since a few years. Where we have seen in succession a big climate impact one each year, either storms, either hail, either fires. So we've changed our policy already 2 years ago. Important is, of course, that as a market leader, we have started to price the non-life book at a more rational level with a result which you see in also in the half-year figures. But always there is a risk of excessive climate claims. So that's one hand. At the other hand, in terms of competition, we've seen that competition has followed us in also implementing a more adequate pricing level, and I see that competition is still implementing measures and following us in this area. I think there is a more rational behavior in the full non-life market, and because of that, I think this approach will, to a large extent, will be sustainable. So I expect that this level of pricing is adequate and necessary not only for us but for the whole market, which is also visible in the lapse ratios, where we don't see any excessive unnatural lapses. So that's on the non-life book. Pension services, I will hand over to Michel.
Yeah, your question was on pension services and the development going forward, but also on the business model. Clearly, we're in transition in terms of business model. The business model of the pension services company is a fee model, so volume is indeed key. Effectively, and we've made several announcements in the press as well, we are growing this business, so there's a lot of new business coming in. And it's also important to note that there's commercial synergy between the pension services company, investment company IAM, and Saref, the real estate and mortgage company. So we serve the same type of market. But on a standalone basis, pension services is clearly developing volume. It really depends, obviously, on the speed of the general pension fund market over the company pension fund market over the next couple of years. The way we look at it now, it will take another 2 to 3 years to reach break-even, but it's important to note, again, that there's commercial synergy, and the business model is a very stable model in terms of a fee model, so it's much different from an insurance business model. So that's the current view on pension services. And your other question was on interest and what it will do to earnings power, capital, and some elaboration on our on our hedging strategy. It's clear that a long-term low interest will have impact on earnings power for the insurance market as a whole, and we're a player in that market. But what is important to note that Achmea is a well-diversified portfolio in a way that we're market leader in non-life as well as health. This is a relatively short-term business. So effectively, there are lower-term policies, so adjustments can be made. Life is also part of our portfolio. The guaranteed book within the life portfolio itself is relatively small compared to, let's say, market average. Nevertheless, it's long-term business. So if interest would remain at this level for a very long time, obviously reinvestments for the life company will be at a lower rate. But again, I need to stress that we're really looking long-term then. In terms of our capital position, well, what we always say, obviously financial markets play an important role. in respect of our capital position, given the volatility in the first 6 months, well, the impact of that is reflected in the movement of our solvency. But it's important to note that while you've seen sensitivities in the annex to the presentation, we have a capital hedge in place for parallel shifts of the interest curve. We therefore remain sensitive to non-parallel shifts as well as spread movements. But it's also important to note that the base position at this point in time is a solvency of 195. So we think it's a solid position. And I think we, as well as every other player in the insurance market, remain sensitive to financial market movement.
Okay.
Thank you.
First question, now the next.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions or remarks, please press star one. Star one for your question or remark. The next question is coming from Mr. Victorio San Giorgio, 12 Capital. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question. I had two questions. The first one, if you could give a little bit more color on income protection, and particularly if you could say some words on individuals and also absenteeism. I think that this sector is not doing particularly well. So if you give a little bit of outlook and color. And the second question would be if you have some updated view on how you see the capital value of your 6% perpetual outstanding that is callable yearly, and if you can give a little bit more view on how you see the perennity of this instrument in your capital structure. Thank you.
Well, in terms of the income protection book, clearly what we see now is more a general trend following economic order, the current situation on the labor market. We see pressure there and a movement in absenteeism, and this currently has impact on our illness book. It's important to note that these are not long-term contracts, so we're able to mitigate this impact going forward. Strategically, our income protection book is an important book in our portfolio, also from a client perspective. So we see perspective in this market, and it's an integral part of our proposition to clients, and it's a strategic position we have in the Dutch market. We're currently number three, it's absolutely of value in terms of our strategic portfolio. In terms of the perpetual, this is sensitive information. The only thing I can say is that we very much follow movements in financial markets, as you know, we cannot comment further on any plans in regards to perpetual.
Okay. Next question.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions or remarks, please press star one. Star one for your question or remark.
Okay, if there are no further questions, I would like to emphasize that our investor relations department is always available for any further question at another moment in time. For this moment, also on behalf of Michelle, we would like to thank you for taking the opportunity, also making the effort to dial in. Happy and available to answer any questions at a moment in time. Thank you very much, and looking forward to meet you at the next occasion. Operator, you can finalize the call.
Ladies and gentlemen, this will conclude the Achmea conference call. You may now disconnect your line. Have a nice day.